Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Gonna have to dig into the side of the Pittsburgh thought process here and how they walk into coming off of a bye, playing the Browns, who are coming back from London and only being 5.5-point favorites. To get all the lowdown, we head out to the fan hotline to talk to the sports director for Odyssey Pittsburgh, including our sister station over there at 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. It's Jeff Hathorn, and he joins us now. Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, we're glad to be back from a bye week. Bye weeks, I mean, we get a break when you're covering the team, but, I mean, you want football every week. So I think a lot of people are antsy here to see what this team will do in the division.
Jeff, doesn't the week five bye week always stinks to me? It's never fun. The back half of the year, one is always just loaded with football. And from a team perspective, you just get killed through the back half of the year because you don't get a break. But it also, right when you're the most excited for football, it's like, and now we don't have it.
And it's not like there's baseball in Pittsburgh to worry about in October. So we're looking for something to do on an October Sunday.
No doubt about it. Obviously, Browns Steelers coming up this week. Like you said, Pittsburgh coming off of a bye. The Browns, I mean, feels like one of the more unfortunate events that you have to go through in a back-to-back week, going from London to Pittsburgh, coming off of a bye. 5.5-point favorites for the Steelers. Do you feel like that's a good line or maybe a little low for Pittsburgh?
Might be a little low. I thought it might be a little bit higher, but I think there's some intrigue into some of the rookies with the Browns. And I still don't think, I mean, I look at the Super Bowl odds for the Steelers, and I will say this straight out. I'm still not a believer that they're at that type of level of team. But all these teams' odds have changed, especially like the Bengals dramatically. The Steelers have stayed the same week after week after week. I think there's still but how long can Aaron go? Or, yeah, but the schedule's going to get a lot tougher, and those things can be true. So I think people aren't sold on what's going on with the Steelers yet.
And what is the feeling in Pittsburgh on that? Because obviously you start the year out hot, you're 3-1, you're top of the AFC North, and they've played good football up to this point. Is there a feeling that this might be a little fluky, or is the fan base kind of behind that this team looks like they're the real deal right now?
I think cautious optimism. I think there's still some issues. I mean, the defense has had some struggles, not as much in the last couple of weeks, but the expectations are so high because they're the highest paid defense in the league. And while Aaron has played well, you know, the run game hasn't gone. The offensive line has struggled. He's been hit a lot. So I don't think they're looking at it and saying, wow, this is a Super Bowl team. They're looking at it, okay, been here before, seen those seasons. You know, it wasn't just a couple of years ago where it started 11-0, and then Cleveland came in and cleaned their clocks at their stadium in a playoff game. So I think there's got to be more prove it from the team for the fan base to truly think, oh, there's something special going on here.
Offensively, obviously, Jalen Warren missed the last game. He was a full participant all week in practice. In your opinion, does he look ready to go? Is he fully back this week?
Yeah. Yeah, and the Minnesota was a last minute. He had warmed up. It looked like he was going to go, and then last minute they said, you know, why don't you sit? And there's been nothing in practice to make you think that he hadn't played every week. Joey Porter is back. Alex Highsmith is back. So the bye did come at a good time for some of these guys who are dealing with some injuries. But, yeah, Jalen is going to be – it's an interesting because, you know, you don't have Najee Harris or Le'Veon Bell or someone who's your obvious bell cow, but Jalen's as close to a number one, you know, as they have in their group.
Hey, Jeff, obviously you mentioned Aaron Rodgers earlier. I thought it was interesting just looking at the way he's played so far. And again, sort of that same feeling of, like, I thought he's played well, but clearly isn't the same Aaron. I mean, age has caught up to him a little bit, obviously, since his time in Green Bay. The injury, you know, that he suffered with the Jets seemed to have hindered him at least a little bit. I mean, do we feel like Aaron Rodgers is as well as he's playing right now, or is there a fall off coming there?
I'm shocked by what I'm seeing. Now, you know, the Steelers were spoiled for years, but after Ben, it's been a rotation of different guys at different points in their careers that just weren't that good. When Aaron got there, and it wasn't until the last week of mandatory minicamp, and all he was doing in those practices were just some 10-yard throws. But then in minicamp, you're watching like, I haven't seen this since Roethlisberger, like his accuracy. And then the things that he does that other people can't do, whether it's a different arm angles or off the back foot, he still has zip in the throws. And then what you would see early in camp was receivers that would make a cut and turn. I mean, there were a couple players that had balls going off their face because they weren't expecting a ball coming that quick with what they had dealt with previously from Steelers quarterbacks. But now that they have that timing down, you're seeing some of these throws, and they're not throwing deep a lot, but you notice the timing is really good from Aaron Rodgers right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Alan. He's got a guy in Metcalf that can turn a 10-yard play into a 70-yard touchdown, and they're taking advantage of that even while they're still trying to figure out some things with a relatively young offensive line.
Jeff Hathorn of Odyssey Pittsburgh with us here on the Fan Hotline. When you look on the other side and look at a Browns defense, it's obviously it's been a solid unit for a few years now. They're playing it pretty much the highest level in the NFL right now when we talk about defensive groups. Obviously, a couple of outlier games where turnovers from Flacco killed them, but it's one of the best units. It's looked that way through the first 5 weeks. Is the feeling that that's a legitimate group and this is going to be a real test on that side of the ball, or is there confidence in the Pittsburgh offense the other way?
No, I think there's not confidence in the Pittsburgh offense from the outside. I think inside, internally, they're feeling like they're improving. But it's Arthur Smith, it's Mike Tomlin, they want to establish the run. The hardest team to establish the run against through 5 weeks is the Cleveland Browns. They're only, as you guys know, only 3 yards a carry. That has them concerned. Like, they're looking at jumbo packages. They're looking at ways, because Aaron is best, as most quarterbacks are, when play action is a threat. He needs that play action to really showcase his skills and for them to make up for the fact that they really only have one wide receiver, especially this week with Calvin Austin out. So they need to establish the run. So yeah, that is something that concerns them. And, you know, I think there've been some battles between Tomlin and Schwartz, and Rodgers obviously has had his run-ins with them as well. So I think that part of it's kind of intriguing, of how do the Steelers get the run game going, or do they have enough downfield to where they could pass to get a run game going?
I also wanted to sort of pick your brain. When we look at, because I have a certain feeling about it when we look at Myles Garrett versus TJ Watt. Like, it's been the spectacle that we've all wanted it to be year after year, where they're constantly fighting for Defensive Player of the Year. Do you think that still holds true right now, that this is still the must-watch matchup, or is that kind of died down a little bit?
No, I think it is. Yeah. I think from Pittsburgh's side it is. I think from TJ's side it is. He didn't really verbalize it today, but, I mean, you guys know about the contracts, his contract situation, how he needed to make more than Miles, and there's a competition. I say healthy in the fact that I think it's two marquee players that push each other. And I think we're blessed to be in a time where we can watch these two guys play, because they're both out of this world. I mean, Aaron said that there are three players that he could, or four players that he would put a generational players: TJ and JJ, Aaron Donald, and Miles. And he said those are four guys that you have to game plan for, that in most offenses you're not doing that, even against some of the other greats in the league. But those people are different. So, yeah, I think from the perspective here, Miles gets a ton of respect. I think there's a fear factor. What does he have, 6 sacks in the last 3 matchups with the Steelers? Like, there's a fear factor with a 41-year-old quarterback that Myles Garrett could change the Steelers' season.
And looking at the Steelers' defense, too, I have to ask, obviously, it's only right. My board op was very adamant that I ask about this as well. How are we enjoying Juan Thornhill in Pittsburgh right about now?
I love him. I do. In the locker room, as a guy to interview, as a guy who will talk to you. Like, so when we're in the room, like, forget about how good they are. You want guys that are going to talk. They're going to. I mean, when he first got there and he kind of opened up about his feelings about how he felt like he was misrepresented by the fans because of the jogging incident, and how that bothered him and how that put a chip on his shoulder. Like, for us as storytellers, that was awesome. As a player, I think there's so many different combinations in the Steelers secondary right now that he rarely has to play a majority or a huge role. He's a situational player. I think if he were anything more, he's probably exposed in some areas, but because of that, because he's easy to get along with, we'll see if Jalen Ramsey plays. So if Ramsey doesn't play, obviously you might see a little bit more Thornhill, but there isn't any, you know, fandom of like, oh my gosh, Thornhill. There is more of like, all right, he's just a guy in that secondary. And like I said, from a reporter standpoint, we enjoy kind of his words.
You think this is a revenge game for him?
Oh, yeah. He tried to downplay it, but it is. Not against the players. I think he had some, it truly seems like he had some friends in that room and that he liked the people that he played with. But that, and I'm speaking out of turn a little bit because he didn't say it directly, but when he first got there, I mean, those jogging comments bothered him. And I think he wants to show people that are going to be watching in Ohio that he's a better player than what they think he is.
Again, Jeff Hawthorne with us here on the Fan Hotline. I want to ask you about the AFC North as well, because right now, given Cincinnati's situation, kind of feels like Pittsburgh's division to lose, with the Ravens also slow start, no Lamar for a couple of weeks. Do you feel like the AFC North's kind of locked up at this point?
Yeah, I'm not there yet, because I do think the Steelers have some holes. But one of the things you said at the beginning of the division, or before Rodgers signed, and you didn't know what Deshaun was his situation was. Let's just say that there was potential he could play. Steelers had the worst quarterback in the division, and even when you started, you thought, okay, at best, now with Aaron, they've got the third best quarterback, but it's a guy who's 41, and all of a sudden Burrow gets hurt again, and now Jackson is down, and it's amazing how that's changed this division, because I think Baltimore's the most talented team, but it's just not clicking for them. They had a tough run at the beginning of their schedule. Now they're sitting at not must-win time, but trying to figure out a way to stay afloat here. And Cincinnati was so desperate, they went after Flacco. And I understand what they're thinking. Like, hey, if Joe can at least throw like six deep, maybe we'll get a couple of touchdowns out of it because Browning was so horrible. But, this division turned. But, again, the Steelers' schedule is going to get tougher, and I still think there are some things they need to prove they can do on a consistent basis before I'm going to look at them as the division champs, even though they have this lead.
All right, Flacco looks better as a Cincinnati Bengal or a Cleveland Brown?
Well, I think he's got better receivers in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Not a better run game, not a better O-line, but better receivers. So if he throws some 50-50 balls to Chase and Higgins, he's probably going to get rewarded with some long plays. So I think he'll look better in Cincinnati as long as he stays alive, because that line is like a matador. And there's a lot of Olé going on.
A lot of it, yeah. I would definitely be scared if I'm Joe. Although, throwing to Jamar is not that bad. That's quite the upgrade from Jerry Jeudy, as much as I like Jerry. Definitely an upgrade.
Yeah, and listen, I went to Ohio State, so I'm an Ohio State fan, mm-hmm. and there are some Buckeyes on the Steelers team. And when Judkins went there, I thought, this is the guy. Henderson's a nice third down back probably, but Judkins could be a guy. And then the stuff happened in the offseason, and then he's just, I mean, to have no training camp, basically, and jump right in and start playing like he's playing, like that's been a big topic in the Steeler locker room, is Judkins and how he's kind of keeping that role going of Nick Chubb into Judkins as far as hard-to-handle tailbacks.
Hey, Jeff, before I let you go, I did want to get your thoughts. Mike Tomlin spoke earlier this week and highlighted Dylan Gabriel as well, and basically talked about the superpower that he thought that Gabriel had in terms of processing. I mean, is Gabriel right now being looked at as a legitimate NFL quarterback, or is it kind of, you know, a little bit of an antsy Mike Tomlin to get to go out there against a rookie quarterback?
I think he made a good point when he said this isn't your typical rookie. I mean, he played in a game at Acrisure Stadium as a college player where Kenny Pickett caught a 2-point conversion for the game winning play. And I mean, he was 6 years playing college football. So he doesn't come in like a guy who just got a year or maybe two. He's been through a lot in a lot of different systems. And I mean this not in a negative way, but if the Browns are able to establish the run, he doesn't need to be much more than a game manager. Take the plays that are there. You've got two really good tight ends. Fannin's been awesome, as you guys know. And Tomlin spoke highly of him and how much he really loved him coming out of college. So if he can make those type of plays, what it's up to the Steelers to do is confuse him, to not only stop the run, but then confuse him. And they've got so many different options that they can throw at you, including what we'll probably see is some three outside linebacker sets with Alex Highsmith back healthy. And they're going to try to rush from different angles to confuse him. So I think it's not a typical rookie, but I think they feel confident against any rookie quarterbacks with what they could potentially dial up.
All right, Jeff, we got to run, but I always appreciate you setting aside the time. Always good to talk to you. And on my side, I hope it's next time we get to talk, it's with the Browns having their first win in Pittsburgh in regular season since 2003.
Man, I love it. It's division ball. Who doesn't love division ball? We're excited.
I'm ready for it. Jeff, we appreciate you.
Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.